Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Do you have a problem with, is that tough for you, to text responsibly?
No, not a problem.
You're good at that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I have to admit, I struggle at that.
You struggle?
I struggle at that.
Your daughter got to put you in the class.
All right, speaking of daughter, she's got her permit.
Oh, watch out.
So we drove to physical therapy. She drove today.
Sweet.
And I am like, I'm trying to be cool. That's where it tests if you're like a cool parent, because you try to just hang there, but I find myself doing a lot of hands on the dash.
You need one of those cars that have the steering wheel on both sides.
That's a good thing we don't. There'd be no wheels left on the car. She does okay, but I'm telling you, I know you're still a few years away.
Yeah. It's pushing it.
It is game changing.
Oh, my. Well, would you trust her in a Tesla driving it herself, or letting the car drive her?
Maybe in time. Maybe in time. Mix, meet, and mingle with current and Steeler alumni at the 17th annual Bid for Hope event on Monday, October 1st. That's Off the Hook in Warrendale. It's hosted by Alan and Julie Fanica and David and Bonnie DeCastro. Proceeds benefit Glimmer of Hope. Visit symbolofthecure.com/bid for details. You know, Dave and Bonnie are big in this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'll be going to that too. That'll be a great event. I've been before. It's awesome, actually.
You guys hang out a lot.
We do at times, but it's not an everyday thing, because during the season especially, it's super busy.
So I was telling you about this college game.
Yeah.
So it's St. Vincent. You're familiar with St. Vincent College.
Very much.
Spent
so.
What, like a year of your life there?
A whole lot of time there.
They're playing Geneva College, which is out of Beaver Falls.
Okay.
All right, so you're in the same conference.
Is that a rivalry?
It is, kind of.
Okay, but, close enough.
Yeah, all the teams are close, so it's like every game is a rivalry in this conference. So they're up 27-0. Same guy, linebacker, picks off three passes in the fourth quarter, all setting up touchdowns, and Geneva wins at the end.
No way.
Same dude. Three picks. So my question would be, like, why are you throwing it?
Please do not throw it up 21.
Wow. So the first one, you think, okay, they're not making the same mistake again. Then he gets the next one. Then the last one, it's 2 minutes to go. They need one first down, and on third down, I guess he's thinking he throws it away, and the guy makes a diving catch and picks it. Geneva goes in and scores, ball game.
That's got to be like NFL films, like type of stuff right there.
Here's the funny thing. That dude wasn't named the player of the week.
How is that not the case?
They had some guy who had like two sacks. And Hargrave didn't get credit for any of them.
Somebody need to put the fix in.
Right?
That's all I'm saying.
Can you imagine, like, if you're that guy? That's a dream.
That's wild. Absolutely. That doesn't happen. Unless, like, and he's playing linebacker. It's not like he's at safety.
Same dude, three passes in one game. And it's not like, I could almost understand it if you're the team that's up and the team's just chucking because they're trying to get back in the game.
Yeah.
But this is a team that was leading.
That was leading.
That's throwing.
What's crazy is now he's probably on some NFL like big boards now. He has to be. Has to be.
Fan weather brought to you by the model closeout at Sun Chevrolet to make room for the 2019 models. Tonight, rather cloudy. And thankfully cloudy right now. Low of 69. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, warm and humid. High of 83. So you got a warm one out there for practice tomorrow.
Practice time.
We'll see if Roethlisberger joins you. Afternoon shower possible.
Yeah, I can see that on a Friday.
Tomorrow night, some cloudiness and sticky, low of 68. Mm. And then it's supposed to be okay on Sunday.
I think it's supposed to be between 77 and 75.
That rain may come up from the hurricane on Monday and Tuesday, so we'll see.
We'll see.
I think you guys are going to be good for the game after that monsoon. What was that like playing in those conditions?
You know, I've never played in a game where it doesn't stop raining. There's usually, big rain or big snow, then it, stops, for a little bit. This one kept on, and, man, you just kind of found yourself stuck in it, you know?
How do you stay – I mean, it's a lost cause. To stay dry.
Yeah.
So, what do you do?
We saw some of the skill guys, of course. Like, it's appropriate for them.
I love how you put that.
It's appropriate for them because, they have the gloves and the cleats and stuff like that. But for us, completely honest, man, we just sat there and just got poured on. It was just like, what are you going to do? You know, so that's where we were.
And you guys had some success offensively. Those turnovers just killed you.
Yeah, we got to correct that. But that's one of those things that's very correctable. You know, it's not like we're dealing with a catastrophic thing that's going on. So we can overcome that.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and North Hills. As you guys get set for Kansas City, Justin Houston's had some big games in this league. It's like they have the same defense, it appears, but a whole bunch of new guys.
Yeah, they do, actually. I agree with you. They get the same faces are there. I know Eric Berry didn't play last week, but I'm sure if he's able to, he will for a game like this. Similar guys that are out there, similar makeup, you know, but they're a very good defense led by, you know, like you said, Justin Houston.
Are they notoriously aggressive?
They are, but they also are a team that work on their skill more than anything. Like, they got some highly skilled guys that's playing defense with D4, like I said, and Houston up front. They're guys that get it done up front. So we got to be good.
We've spent the week asking Pitt players about getting over and not having a hangover after a loss. At the pro level, are you guys pretty good about that, about putting losses behind you?
You have to be, because
I'm sorry, it wasn't a loss.
It wasn't. You're right. You got to correct me. It wasn't a loss, but it was just one of those things. It felt like it when you had control of it also. So we're over it. We're past it. I say when Wednesday hits for most pros, you're on to the next one.
And that's pretty consistent.
It has to be, because the longer you dwell on it, man, you become a team that dwells on losses when it shouldn't be about that if you're a team that wants to win.
Did that take you time to learn that?
Not a loss, but a bad situation. Yes, it did. It did take me a little while. But
don't tie again, all right?
Don't tie again. It puts you in a sense that if you're going to be good, you focus on winning. And that's where we were. It might have taken a couple years to fully understand that, but the guys around you will tell you.
You mentioned earlier it's your 10th year in the league, but it'll be the first time this year, and considering what happened at camp, when you go out of that tunnel for the first time, because you didn't do it in the preseason, what's that emotion like?
Playing at home is always amazing, man. I love our fans. I love playing here in Pittsburgh. To be a part of a team that has a chance to go all the way and actually play in front of this crowd, that's what it's all about. That's why I enjoy it so much.
The energy is amazing.
It is. It is. And we're at home, AFC game, trying not to have another tie. It's big for us.
Power of Bowser. Quest for the Best Fan High School show is next, hosted by the Post-Gazette's Mike White. We'll see you next Thursday right here at Nakama in Wexford for the Ramon Foster Show. Ramon, welcome back. Good talking to you again.
Same to you, man.